Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai. Prashanthi Nilayam bringing you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. The proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall just now ended, and the devotees are silently lined up to have a close darshan of our Lord and receive His bountiful grace and blessings. So back to the studios to continue with the series of beautiful programs lined up for you on this Thursday evening. And this is Ganesh inviting you all to this week's Vedan Tutor. We have with us in our studios Saichand, Pragyan, Satyanarayana and Rajshekhar for the Vedan Tutor. We shall revise the 5th Anuvaka of Rudram before learning the 6th Anuvaka. We shall start as usual with the Omkaram and the Ganapati Prarthana.
गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणाम् ब्रह्मणस्पत आरः शृण्वन्नोतिभिः सेदसादनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनेवते धीनामवित्रभवतो गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ नमो भवाय च रुद्राय च नमः शर्वाय च पशुपतये च नमो नीलग्रीवाय च शितिकण्ठाय च नमः कपर्दिने च व्युक्तकेशाय च नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वरे च नमो गिरिशाय च शिपिविष्ठाय च नमो मीरुष्टमाय चेशुमते च नमो ह्रस्वाय च वामनाय च नमो बृहते च वर्षीयसे च नमो वृद्धाय च संवृद्ध्वरे च नमो अग्र्याय च प्रथमाय च नमः आशवे चाजिराय च नमः शीघ्र्याय च शीभ्याय च नमः ऊर्म्याय चावस्वन्याय च नमः स्रोतस्याय च द्वीप्याय च.
Now we'll go on to the 6th Anuvaka. I'll chant each line once, you repeat twice after me.
Namo Jyeshthaya cha.
Namo Jyeshthaya cha. Namo Jyeshthaya cha.
Kanishthaya cha.
Kanishthaya cha. Kanishthaya cha.
Namo Jyeshthaya cha. Kanishthaya cha.
Namo Jyeshthaya cha. Kanishthaya cha. Namo Jyeshthaya cha. Kanishthaya cha.
Namah Purvajaya cha.
Namah Purvajaya cha. Namah Purvajaya cha.
Parajaya cha.
Parajaya cha. Parajaya cha.
Namah Purvajaya cha. Parajaya cha.
Namah Purvajaya cha. Parajaya cha. Namah Purvajaya cha. Parajaya cha.
Namo Madhyamaya cha.
Namo Madhyamaya cha. Namo Madhyamaya cha.
Pagalbhaya cha.
Pagalbhaya cha. Pagalbhaya cha.
Namo Madhyamaya cha. Pagalbhaya cha.
Namo Madhyamaya Chapagalbhaya Cha.
It is Namo Madhyamaya Chapagalbhaya Cha.
Namo Madhyamaya Chapagalbhaya Cha. Namo Madhyamaya Chapagalbhaya Cha.
Namo Jaghanyaya Cha.
Namo Jaghanyaya Cha. Namo Jaghanyaya Cha.
Buddhniyaya Cha.
Buddhniyaya Cha. Buddhniyaya Cha.
Namo Jaghanyaya Cha. Buddhniyaya Cha.
Namo Jaghanyaya Cha. Buddhniyaya Cha. Namo Jaghanyaya Cha. Buddhniyaya Cha.
Namo Jyeshthaya Cha. Kanishthaya Cha.
Namo Jyeshthaya Cha. Kanishthaya Cha. Namo Jyeshthaya Cha. Kanishthaya Cha.
Namah Purvajaya Cha. Parajaya Cha.
Namah Purvajaya Cha. Parajaya Cha. Namah Purvajaya Cha. Parajaya Cha.
Namo Madhyamaya Cha. Pagalbhaya Cha.
Namo Madhyamaya Cha. Pagalbhaya Cha. Namo Madhyamaya Cha. Pagalbhaya Cha.
Namo Jaghanyaya Cha. Buddhniyaya Cha.
Namo Jaghanyaya Cha. Buddhniyaya Cha. Namo Jaghanyaya Cha. Buddhniyaya Cha.
Namasobhyaya Cha.
Namasobhyaya Cha. Namasobhyaya Cha.
Pratisaryaya Cha.
Pratisaryaya Cha. Pratisaryaya Cha.
Namasobhyaya Cha. Pratisaryaya Cha.
Namasobhyaya Cha. Pratisaryaya Cha. Namasobhyaya Cha. Pratisaryaya Cha.
Namo Yamyaya Cha.
Namo Yamyaya Cha. Namo Yamyaya Cha.
Kshemyaya Cha.
Kshemyaya Cha. Kshemyaya Cha.
Namo Yamyaya Cha. Kshemyaya Cha.
Namo Yamyaya Cha. Kshemyaya Cha. Namo Yamyaya Cha. Kshemyaya Cha.
Nama Urvaryaya Cha.
Nama Urvaryaya Cha. Nama Urvaryaya Cha.
Kalyaya Cha.
Kalyaya Cha. Kalyaya Cha.
Nama Urvaryaya Cha. Kalyaya Cha.
Nama Urvaryaya Cha. Kalyaya Cha. Nama Urvaryaya Cha. Kalyaya Cha.
Namasobhyaya Cha. Pratisaryaya Cha.
Namasobhyaya Cha. Pratisaryaya Cha. Namasobhyaya Cha. Pratisaryaya Cha.
Namo Yamyaya Cha. Kshemyaya Cha.
Namo Yamyaya Cha. Kshemyaya Cha. Namo Yamyaya Cha. Kshemyaya Cha.
Nama Urvaryaya Cha. Kalyaya Cha.
Nama Urvaryaya Cha. Kalyaya Cha. Nama Urvaryaya Cha. Kalyaya Cha.
namashlokyaya cha.
Namashlokyaya cha. Namashlokyaya cha.
Avasanyaya cha.
Avasanyaya cha. Avasanyaya cha.
Namashlokyaya cha. Avasanyaya cha.
Namashlokyaya cha. Avasanyaya cha. Namashlokyaya cha. Avasanyaya cha.
Namo vanyaya cha.
Namo vanyaya cha. Namo vanyaya cha.
Kakshaya cha.
Kakshaya cha. Kakshaya cha.
Namo vanyaya cha. Kakshaya cha.
Namo vanyaya cha. Kakshaya cha. Namo vanyaya cha. Kakshaya cha.
Namashravaya cha.
Namashravaya cha. Namashravaya cha.
Pratishravaya cha.
Pratishravaya cha. Pratishravaya cha.
Namashravaya cha. Pratishravaya cha.
Namashravaya cha. Pratishravaya cha. Namashravaya cha. Pratishravaya cha.
Nama Ashushenaya.
Nama Ashushenaya. Nama Ashushenaya.
Chashurathaya cha.
Chashurathaya cha. Chashurathaya cha.
Nama Ashushenaya. Chashurathaya cha.
Nama Ashushenaya. Chashurathaya cha. Nama Ashushenaya. Chashurathaya cha.
Chashurathaya cha.
Chashurathaya cha. Chashurathaya cha.
Namashlokyaya cha. Avasanyaya cha.
Namashlokyaya cha. Avasanyaya cha. Namashlokyaya cha. Avasanyaya cha.
Namo vanyaya cha. Kakshaya cha.
Namo vanyaya cha. Kakshaya cha. Namo vanyaya cha. Kakshaya cha.
Namashravaya cha. Pratishravaya cha.
Namashravaya cha. Pratishravaya cha. Namashravaya cha. Pratishravaya cha.
Nama Ashushenaya. Chashurathaya cha.
Nama Ashushenaya. Chashurathaya cha. Nama Ashushenaya. Chashurathaya cha.
Namashuraya.
Namashuraya. Namashuraya.
Chavabhindate cha.
Chavabhindate cha. Chavabhindate cha.
Namashuraya. Chavabhindate cha.
Namashuraya. Chavabhindate cha. Namashuraya. Chavabhindate cha.
Namo varmine cha.
Namo varmine cha. Namo varmine cha.
Varuthine cha.
Varuthine cha. Varuthine cha.
Namo varmine cha. Varuthine cha.
నమో వర్మిణే చ వరుథినే చ నమో వర్మిణే చ వరుథినే చ
నమో భిల్మినే చ
నమో భిల్మినే చ నమో భిల్మినే చ
కవచినే చ
కవచినే చ కవచినే చ
నమో భిల్మినే చ కవచినే చ
నమో భిల్మినే చ కవచినే చ నమో భిల్మినే చ కవచినే చ
నమశ్రుతాయ చ
నమశ్రుతాయ చ నమశ్రుతాయ చ
శ్రుతసేనాయ చ
శ్రుతసేనాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ
నమశ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ
నమశ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ నమశ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ
నమశూరాయ చావభిందతే చ
నమశూరాయ చావభిందతే చ నమశూరాయ చావభిందతే చ
నమో వర్మిణే చ వరుథినే చ
నమో వర్మిణే చ వరుథినే చ నమో వర్మిణే చ వరుథినే చ
నమో భిల్మినే చ కవచినే చ
నమో భిల్మినే చ కవచినే చ నమో భిల్మినే చ కవచినే చ
నమశ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ
నమశ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ నమశ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ
నౌ ద ఎంటైర్ 6th అనువాక విల్ చాంట్ ఈచ్ లైన్ 1 by 1. యు ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ వన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ.
నమో జ్యేష్ఠాయ చ కనిష్ఠాయ చ
నమో జ్యేష్ఠాయ చ కనిష్ఠాయ చ
నమః పూర్వజాయ చ పరజాయ చ
నమః పూర్వజాయ చ పరజాయ చ
నమో మధ్యమాయ చ పగల్భాయ చ
నమో మధ్యమాయ చ పగల్భాయ చ
నమో జఘన్యాయ చ బుద్ధ్నియాయ చ
నమో జఘన్యాయ చ బుద్ధ్నియాయ చ
నమః సోభ్యాయ చ ప్రతిసర్యాయ చ
నమః సోభ్యాయ చ ప్రతిసర్యాయ చ
నమో యామ్యాయ చ క్షేమ్యాయ చ
నమో యామ్యాయ చ క్షేమ్యాయ చ
నమ ఉర్వర్యాయ చ కళ్యాయ చ
నమ ఉర్వర్యాయ చ కళ్యాయ చ
నమ శ్లోక్యాయ చావసాన్యాయ చ
నమ శ్లోక్యాయ చావసాన్యాయ చ
నమో వన్యాయ చ కక్ష్యాయ చ
నమో వన్యాయ చ కక్ష్యాయ చ
నమ శ్రవాయ చ ప్రతిశ్రవాయ చ
నమశ్రవాయ చ ప్రతిశ్రవాయ చ
నమ ఆశుషేనాయ చాశురథాయ చ
నమ ఆశుషేనాయ చాశురథాయ చ
నమ శూరాయ చావభిందతే చ
नमः शूराय चाव बिन्दते च
नमो वर्मिणे च वरूथिने च
नमो वर्मिणे च वरूथिने च
नमो बिल्मिने च कवचिने च
नमो बिल्मिने च कवचिने च
नमः श्रुताय च श्रुतसेनाय च
नमः श्रुताय च श्रुतसेनाय च
With this we come to an end to this week's Vedam tutor. But dear listeners, there is a small twist to today's class. Our brothers who are sitting here will be asked a small question, which they will be required to answer in the next class. Brothers, are you ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
So the erstwhile Veda Patashala which Swami had started, everybody knows that.
Yes, sir.
In what year did Swami start the Veda Patashala? And where did the practice of the Vedam used to take place? First question. When did the Veda Patashala start? And the second question, where did the practice of the Veda mantras in those days of the Veda Patashala take place? These two questions, will you be ready to answer in the next class?
Yes, sir.
Dear listeners, these two questions are not just for the students here, but for all of you who are listening and following this Vedam class. Please do send your answers to listener@radiosai.org. Once again, I repeat, you can send your answers to listener@radiosai.org. And now I hand over the mic to Brother Vishu to take over with the Radio Sai Bhajan tutor. Sai Ram.
Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilayam, the most happening place on the planet. Today is February 21st, the divine number, a lovely Thursday, and just a few minutes ago, the Sai Kulwanthal reverberated with Bhagwan singing that energetic bhajan, Subramanyam, Subramanyam. Wow, what energy it creates whenever Bhagwan sings. In fact, just a couple of days ago, I spoke to a gentleman, a Sai devotee from Malaysia, who is actually of Chinese origin. And the most amazing thing about him is this. He has learned Carnatic music. Yes, Tyagaraja Kritis flowed from his voice as if he always knew how to speak Telugu and Tamil, even now he doesn't know these languages. All he knows is Chinese and a bit of English. And he sang in Sai Kulwanth Hall lovely kritis flawlessly. So I asked him what prompted him to take to Carnatic music. And what he said really amazed me. He said, I learned Carnatic music because I was fascinated with Sai bhajans. I wanted to sing bhajans properly and that took me to learning Carnatic music. He found a wonderful guru, Srimati Pattamal, and today he can sing Tyagaraja Kritis and Carnatic devotional compositions so beautifully. But the most important thing which gives him more fulfillment than anything else is that he can now sing Sai bhajans in the perfect manner with the right pronunciation and the right intonation and the right flow. In fact, it is interesting to note that it is Sai bhajans which actually drew him to Bhagwan in the first place. He became attracted to Swami because of Sai bhajans. And today, he has made several trips to Prashantinilayam and his dream of singing in Sai Kulwanth Hall found its fulfillment just a couple of days ago during the Chinese New Year celebrations in Prashantinilayam. We never know what these bhajans do to us and to everyone around us. And that is why, dear listeners, it is so important to sing the bhajans in the right manner with minimum errors and flaws. And that is why we have this program you are listening to now. You are listening to the Thursday live broadcast from the studios of Radio Sai, and I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, happily at your service. And before we go further in this program, let us do something which is the first thing we should always do before we take up any endeavor. Let us offer our most loving and reverential salutations at the lotus feet of the one who truly loves us like no one else in the world can. The one who reverberates within our being every second of our lives and protects and powers us, cares and safeguards us, so that we experience the peace and bliss that He is. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we may be determined to follow the path You have laid down for us so painstakingly, and sanctify every moment of our lives ruminating on Your glory and Your love. With this prayer and keeping the Lord in our mind and our hearts, dear listeners, welcome yet again to another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today the bhajan we will be learning is dedicated to our Lord Sai, adoring Him as the Divine Mother. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Parteshwari Jaga Janani.
So this bhajan is in the language Sanskrit and it has 8 lines in all. As always, let's begin with the lyrics and then we will move on to the tune, raga, the beat and the meaning of every word of this bhajan. And in the end, we will have a short extract of a conversation with someone who has been a member of the Prashanti Bhajan group and now regularly sings in Sundaram Swami's abode in Chennai. He is Balaram Chandran. So that is coming up towards the end of the program. For now, let's get started with the lyrics.
Parteshwari Jagat Janani Jaya 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 He Sai Janani. Parteshwari Jagat Janani Veda Kalamai Devi Bhavani Nada Vidyamai Narayani Karuna Sadani Karunamai Ma Sharanam Sharanam Sai Ma Jaya 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 He Sai Janani.
And now let's learn to sing this bhajan, the most interesting part of this bhajan classroom. Please listen keenly to Brother Ravi Kumar as he sings every line now very slowly without any musical accompaniments. My colleague Arvind Sai follows him after every line. Please join Arvind Sai and you will surely get a feel of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Parteshwari Jagat Janani. Parteshwari Jagat Janani. Parteshwari Jagat Janani. Parteshwari Jagat Janani. Jaya 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 He Sai Janani. Jaya 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 He Sai Janani. Jaya jay jay he sai janane
jay 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 he sai janane
parteeshwari jagajanane
parteeshwari jagajanane
vedakalamai devi bhavani
vedakalamai devi bhavani
vedakalamai devi bhavani
vedakalamai devi bhavani
nada vidyamai narayani
nada vidyamai narayani
nada vidyamai narayani
nada vidyamai narayani
karuna sadani karuna mahima
karuna sadani karuna mahima
karuna sadani karuna mahima
karuna sadani karuna mahima
sharanam sharanam sai ma
sharanam sharanam sai ma
sharanam sharanam sai ma
sharanam sharanam sai ma
jay 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 he sai janane
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 parteeshwari jagajanane
So that is the tune, and for those who want to know more about the composition of this bhajan, I have with me my colleague Anirudh. Welcome Anirudh to this program.
Thank you Vishu.
So tell me, does this bhajan conform to a particular raga?
That is a very good question.
Okay.
This bhajan, I think I can say that it belongs to raga Kalyana Vasantam. In Carnatic music it is called Kalyana Vasantam.
Okay.
And in Hindustani music, it is a combination of two ragas.
Okay.
In the Arohana, the raga is Chandrakons.
Mm-hmm.
And the Avarohana of the raga is Kiravani.
Okay.
So let me just take you through these ragas.
Sure.
I'll tell you one by one. As I mentioned, first, Kalyana Vasantam, the Arohana and the Avarohana, I'll sing for you. Sarga Madha Nisa Sa Ni
maga re sa.
As you notice, in the Arohana, we have 5 notes,
mm-hmm.
pentatonic.
Yes.
But while coming down, it is like a Sampurna Raga where you have all the 7 notes. So this is Kalyan Vasantam in Carnatic music. But as far as this bhajan is concerned, it does not belong fully to Kalyan Vasantam.
Oh, it doesn't belong to Kalyan Vasantam also.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a line which goes out of Kalyan Vasantam in the Arohana where you have Sariga.
Okay.
It goes Sariga. Whereas in Kalyana Vasantam, you are allowed to do only Sarga Madha.
So the re coming in is the deviation.
Yeah, re coming is the deviation from Kalyana Vasantam. So as I mentioned before, in Hindustani music, it is a combination of Chandrakons and Keeravani.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you about Chandrakons. Chandrakons, okay. The Arohana and Avarohana is Sa ga ma dha ni sa, sa ni dha ma ga sa. We have sa ga komal ga,
ma dha
komal dha,
ni
ni tu, which is shuddh,
sa ni dha ma ga sa.
This is a pentatonic raga.
Yes.
Where you have 5 notes in the Arohana and 5 notes in the Avarohana. And in Keeravani, we have
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa, sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
It is a Sampurna raga where you have all 7 notes in the Arohana and the Avarohana. So the combination of Chandrakons and Keeravani sounds like this.
Sa ga ma dha ni sa, sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
And this is Kalyan Vasantam.
This which yields to Kalyan Vasantam.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So this is the raga part of the,
yes,
bhajan.
I think maybe you can do for us a little bit elaboration of this raga, maybe an alap. It gives us a feel of how the raga flows.
Definitely. This raga, it's one of my most favorite raga.
Oh, beautiful. Then you should do a nice alap for us.
Surely.
Sa ga ma ga re
conveys the emotion of that desperation. You want,
yes,
that pining, that
yearning.
Emotion. Yeah, at,
yes,
least personally it gives me,
oh,
that.
Oh, definitely.
Feel.
I was about to say that it has that element of pathos,
yeah,
you know, the yearning,
yeah,
for the Lord. Yes, wonderful. Amazing.
If you see in Carnatic music, Saint Tyagaraja has composed one Kriti, which is very famous. Very beautiful Kriti.
Mm-hmm.
And one more Kriti in the Raga Keeravani, as I mentioned, which is a Sampurna,
yes,
Raga.
Yes.
Composed by Shri Papanasam Shivan. Devi Niye Tunai, it is called.
Devi Niye Tunai.
It goes like this.
Wonderful.
Kirtana.
So let's come back to bhajans. So can you suggest some more bhajans which sound similar to Pratishwari on this raga?
You have many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Jaya Ram Hare, Jaya Ram Hare, Jaya Sita Ram Hare.
Then we have
Panduranga, Panduranga, Vithala Pahe, Pandhari Nivasa, He Panduranga.
Thank you very much, Anirudh. I'm so happy that we elaborated on this raga. This is your favorite raga. And as you sing, you can really get the feel, the mood of the raga. As you mentioned, it is one of prayer and one of yearning for the Lord. I think a lot of devotees now will go and research more about Kalyan Vasanta. Thank you so much for coming to the studios.
Thank you, Vishwa.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So that was a slight elaboration on the raga. And coming now to the tala, this bhajan is set to the familiar 8-beat Kerva tal of Hindustani music, or Adi Talam of Carnatic music. So we are now familiar with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of this bhajan. Let's move on further to imbibing the subtle inner meanings of every word of this bhajan, as this will help us to sing this beautiful bhajan with bhava or sincere feeling. Let us start with the first line.
Parateshwari Jagajanani, Parateshwari Jagajanani.
Here, Parateshwari comes from Parthi, referring to Puttaparthi, the sacred hamlet chosen by the Lord to make his advent in the current age. Ishwari means goddess. Ishwari represents the energy principle that sustains the cosmos. This energy has emerged from Ishvara, or the eternal supreme consciousness. So that is Parateshwari. The second word is Jagat Janani, which can be split as Jagat and Janani. Jagat means the world. Baba often splits this into Ja and Gat. Ja means come and Gat means to go. So Jagat refers to that arena where there is a continuous play of entries and exits, births and deaths. And Janani means mother. Hence, Jagat Janani refers to the mother of this world. Therefore, in this line, Parateshwari Jagat Janani, we glorify Divine Mother Sai as the supreme goddess of Puttaparthi, the one who is the mother of the whole universe. Let's move on to the second line.
Jaya 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 He Sai Janani, Jaya 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 He Sai Janani.
Here the word Jai is sung thrice and it means may victory be too. The word He is a way of calling out affectionately to someone. Next comes the word Sai. Sa means divine and I means mother. And as seen earlier, Janani again refers to mother. Baba has often said, there are no permanent mothers in this world. The only permanent mother is the Divine Mother. On one occasion, he said, you can never understand my love, for my love is that of 1,000 mothers rolled into one. You are not able to understand the love of your own physical mother. How will you understand the love of this Divine Mother? Once during darshan time, after prasadam was distributed to everyone in Sai Kulwant Hall, Bhagwan called one of the students and asked him, have you got the prasadam which your brothers distributed? The boy hesitated to tell the truth, but Bhagwan knew that he had not received any. Bhagwan then called for the prasadam and gave it to the boy. And then, what he told him is so beautiful. See, Bangaru, golden one, your brothers may forget you, but your mother will never ever forget you. This is the sweet Mother Sai, who will neither ever forget us nor fail us.
Hence in this line, Jai 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 He Sai Janani, we call out to our beloved Mother Sai, who indeed is a supreme cosmic mother. Victory be to this divine mother, the one whose love and concern for each one of us can never be fathomed. Let's move on to the next line.
Parateshwari Jagajanani, Parateshwari Jagajanani.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan, and this reminds me of a beautiful, striking incident in the life of Saint Adi Shankara, which is really worth ruminating upon. The father of Shankara was a regular worshipper of goddess Rajarajeshwari for many years. Every day, after finishing his prayers, he used to offer milk first to the goddess and then distribute the milk as prasadam to his wife, son and others. Once, when Shankara was 4 years old, the father had to visit a neighboring village. So he told Shankara, "Son, I cannot perform the worship today, which I do regularly without fail. You please do it today." And after the father left, the boy followed his father's instructions. He filled a tumbler with milk, placed it before the image of the goddess, and he started praying, "Mother, please accept this offering of milk. Please accept this." He went on praying, but the milk remained untouched. There was nothing happening to the milk. So the boy now started crying, "Oh mother, when my father offered the milk, you took it. Why are you not accepting when I am offering?" The little innocent one was actually in deep anguish and distress. He wondered if there was any lapse on his part. Why was the mother not partaking the milk he offered? Because he thought that every day the divine mother was physically accepting the offering of his father, and that day it was not happening when he went with the offering. So he became desperate and he now declared, "Mother, if you don't take the milk, I shall end my life. I cannot disobey or dishonor my father's words. My mother too would be so unhappy. If I cannot please my parents, what is the use of my living?" He cried and cried to the mother. The divine mother was so moved by the innocent entreaties of this pure heart that she appeared before him and said, "Child, I am immensely pleased with your devotion. I shall definitely partake the milk." And then she drank all the milk offered by the little one. The boy was now very happy, but also at the same time aghast, because he saw that the tumbler was fully empty. He now started crying again, "Oh mother, what will my mother think of me? She will think that I have drunk the entire milk. I have to give prasadam to my parents. My father used to give some milk as prasadam to all of us and to others too. Therefore, please restore some of the milk in the tumbler. I cannot go home empty-handed. Please give back a little of the milk as prasadam." And now the goddess told the boy that it is impossible to bring back the milk she has consumed, and she simply vanished. Now little Shankara was again in deep distress, because he felt he would now get a bad name from his parents. He pleaded with the divine mother again, "Mother, mother, please give at least a little quantity of milk. Please save me. I have to go back to my parents." And now the goddess, in all her mercy, appeared again, and moved by the prayers of this sacred soul, she drew milk from her own breast and gave it to him. Bhagwan explained that it was this unique blessing that enabled Adi Shankara in later years to master all the scriptures and revolutionize the spiritual and cultural landscape of this country like no one else before has done. And all this happened when he was barely in his early 30s. Hence in this line, Parthishwari Jagajanani, we glorify the Divine Mother, the Supreme One of Puttaparthi, who nurtures and nourishes the entire universe. Let's now move on to the fourth line.
Veda Kalamai Devi Bhavani, Veda Kalamai Devi Bhavani.
Here Veda refers to the scriptures and Kala means arts. The word Mai means form in some contexts, and in other contexts it means suffused with. The word Devi means goddess. Hence the phrase Veda Kalamai
can be interpreted as the goddess who is the embodiment of all wisdom and knowledge, all scriptures and arts. The presiding deity, according to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, of all knowledge and learning is Mother Saraswati. Thus, Veda Kalamai describes Mother Saraswati. The other word, Bhavani, refers to Mother Parvati, the consort of Lord Shiva. She is the bestower of all strength and energy. Explaining the inner significance, Baba also says that Bhavani means Shraddha or sincerity of purpose in one context, while in another context it means steadfast devotion. During the Dasara festival, all the three forms of the Divine Mother, namely Durga or Bhavani, Lakshmi and Saraswati, are worshipped. During a discourse in 1988, Bhagwan elaborated on the triune aspect of the Divine Mother. He said, "The Supreme Shakti or Cosmic Energy Principle manifests herself in the form of Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. Durga grants us energy, physical, mental and spiritual. Lakshmi bestows on us wealth of many kinds, not just money but intellectual wealth, the wealth of character and the wealth of health. And Saraswati gives us the capacity for intellectual enquiry and the power of discrimination." Hence in this line, Veda Kalamai, Devi Bhavani, we adore the Divine Mother, the Cosmic Mother in all her facets, the one who endows us with wisdom and knowledge, energy and intelligence to undertake any endeavor. Let's now move on to the fifth line.
Nada Vidya Mai Narayani, Nada Vidya Mai Narayani.
Here the word Nada means sound. Baba has explained that it refers to the primordial sound Om, which emanates as a result of the combination of prana, that is the vital force within our being, and Vayu, that is air. In the Lalita Sahasranamam, one of the names of the goddess is Nada Rupini, which means she who is of the form of the primeval sound. This Nada reverberates in every particle of this cosmos, and the energy that animates every particle is this goddess Nada Rupini, the Divine Mother. The next word, Vidyamayi, can be split as Vidya and Mai. Now what does Vidya mean? Vidya does not mean just education as it is generally perceived. Baba says Vid is the root form from which Vidya is derived. Ya means that, and Vid means light. So that which gives light is Vidya. That is the basic meaning of this word. Therefore, what is it that gives light to man? It is the knowledge of the self. It is Brahma Vidya. The knowledge of the self alone, Baba says, deserves to be known as Vidya. And Vidyamayi means the one who is the embodiment of this supreme knowledge. When a MBA student, Shirish Patel, showed his thesis to Baba, Swami suddenly looked at him and said, "You have made a mention of Rakesh Mohan committee in your analysis." And before that boy could even react, Swami turned the pages of that voluminous work and straight went to that particular page and said, "See, I told you." And then came the message. Baba asked him, "Why should I have interest in what is written in your project work? I only wanted to show you that I know everything." That is the Divine Mother, the repository of all knowledge, be it scientific or spiritual. Moving on, the word Narayani refers to Mother Lakshmi, the consort of Lord Narayana or Vishnu. Narayana means the one who is all-pervading. Narayani, again, refers to this all-preserving power of this universe. Hence, in this line, Nada Vidyamayi Narayani, we hail the Supreme Mother as the very form of the primeval sound Om that resounds in entire creation, all-pervading one who encompasses all learning and wisdom. Let's move on to the sixth line of this bhajan.
Karuna Sadani Karuna Mahima, Karuna Sadani Karuna Mahima.
The first word here is Karuna, meaning compassion. Sadani means abode or seat.
Therefore, Karuna Sadani describes the Divine Mother as the very source of compassion. The next phrase, Karunamayi Ma, again describes the Divine Mother as the embodiment of compassion. Mrs. Mallika Desu, an alumnus of the Anandpur campus of the Sai University, lost her physical mother when she was just 18 years old while studying in the Anandpur campus. Unable to bear the grief over the loss of her mother, sitting in the darshan line, she was shedding profuse tears. And then, suddenly, she was startled when Bhagwan stood right in front of her and said, Kya ho gaya? Ek maa gaya, to thousand mother hai na, Sai Mata hai na, don't cry. Which means, what is the matter? One mother is gone, but now you have someone who is equal to a thousand mothers. You have Mother Sai. Why do you cry? Don't cry. That is the boundless grace of Sai. So in this line, Karuna Sadini, Karuna Mahima, we call out to Mother Sai, the Divine Mother, who is the inexhaustible source of compassion, ever eager to save and safeguard her children. Let's move on now to the penultimate line of this bhajan.
Sharanam Sharanam Sai Ma. Sharanam Sharanam Sai Ma.
Here the word Sharanam is sung twice and it means surrender. Dr. T. Ravikumar, the present warden of the Vrindavan campus of Bhagwan's university, came into the Sai fold very early in his life. He had lost his physical mother when he was barely 4.5 years old, and he remembers his aunt trying to console him at that time. Since she was a devotee of Swami, there was a photo of Bhagwan in her house when Dr. Ravikumar, then a little boy, asked her who the person in the photo was. His aunt told him, "This is God. Pray to Swami and He will protect you." Many years later, while recalling this incident, Dr. Ravikumar said, "Little did I realize then that the Divine Mother's compassionate eyes had fallen on me at a time when my physical mother's eyes had closed. From that instant, I can say my life has never been the same again." On one occasion, when he was blessed with a chance to speak in Bhagwan's divine presence, Dr. Ravikumar mentioned the year 1968 and narrated how he and his family had come to Bhagwan's fold in that year. But the all-knowing Lord corrected him by saying, "Not 1968, 1963. And Swami added, "Do you remember the day your mother died? Did you not ask your aunt on seeing my photo, 'Auntie, who's this?' From that day onwards, I have been looking after you." What a revelation. Dr. Ravikumar also remembers how once in Thai Vrindavan, Swami was consoling a new student who had just joined the university and was crying because of homesickness. Bhagwan, in his infinite love, said, "Boy, I shall take very good care of you like your own mother. Really, you cannot believe me? Ask Ravi, he knows." When we are unable to comprehend many times the love of our own physical mothers, as Bhagwan said, how can we ever grasp the love of this universal mother? So in this line, Sharanam Sharanam Sai Ma, we humbly take refuge in the Divine Mother, Mother Sai, whose overpowering motherly love can never be understood in full. It has only to be experienced. And here is the last line.
Jay 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 He Sai Janani. Jay 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 He Sai Janani.
This too is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan where we sing, "May victory be to you, O Mother Sai, the mother of the entire cosmos." So with this, dear listeners, we are done with getting an idea of what this bhajan conveys. Let us be ever grateful to this Divine Mother and fill our hearts with gratitude and love when we sing this bhajan. Let us recreate our Divine Mother Sai's loving and charming form in our mind's eye and offer our prayer in the form of this beautiful bhajan. Listen now to this Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan. And yes, as you listen, please sing along.
ಪರತೀಶ್ವರಿ ಜಗ ಜನನಿ ಪರತೀಶ್ವರಿ ಜಗ ಜನನಿ ಜಯ 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 ಸಾಯಿ ಜನನಿ ಜಯ 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 ಸಾಯಿ ಜನನಿ ಪರತೀಶ್ವರಿ ಜಗ ಜನನಿ
That brings us to the last part of this program, and now it's time for the conversation with Mr. Balaram Chandran, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, having completed his master's in financial management here in 1999. Gifted with a lovely voice, he has had innumerable opportunities of singing in the divine physical presence. Let us now hear an extract of a conversation with him recorded in February 2013. Balaram Chandran from Chennai.
And one more thing I realized as a bhajan singer is that initially I would think that bhavam is to do with slow bhajans.
Yes, many times people feel that. And it has to be bhajans where you say daya karo, krupa karo, then you can probably have feelings. But Swami always wanted namavalis.
Yes, and in fact, again, if you have time, I'd like to...
Sure.
I'll tell you a namavali. See, what I'm saying is it's about... I think once you get into that mode, you will start creating your own... Because the best thing about this is it's conversation with Swami. And... Nobody comes in between. Nobody can stop you. No sevadal or anybody can stop you. It's you, Swami, and then nobody in between. if I can share one small point, a Namavali, I'll pick up a Namavali. There's a Namavali called Bhajare Ramacharan Satatam Bhajare Ramacharan. Now in Sundaram, when this bhajan is sung, you know, there are three doors. Sundaram, if you see the beautiful bhajan hall there, there's a door on the right hand side, there's a door on the left hand side, and a central door.
Yeah.
So you can enter.
For the sake of our listeners, Sundaram is Swami's abode in Chennai.
Yes.
Please go on.
So, whenever this bhajan is sung, I would always, feel that when the first line is sung, the first line is actually, it's a Rama bhajan. So the first line is being sung by his dear devotee Hanuman. So I would actually imagine that when the first line is sung, Hanuman is actually entering from the right hand side door.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes with his hands folded and said, Bhajore Ramacharan Satatam Bhajore Ramacharan. And then what happens when the next line is sung, from the left door, Saint Tyagaraja, another devotee of Rama, comes in. Bhajore Janaki Jivanaramam. And then when the third line is sung from the middle door, Bhadrachala Ramadas comes in. Bhajore Rama Bhadrachala Ramam. And they've all walked straight to the dais where Swami's chair is there. And the next line, they're all going around Swami's chair, clapping their hands and dancing, if you can imagine. Bhajore Pavana Tarakanamam. And then they kneel down before Swami. Bhajore Shri Rama Rameti Ramam. And then they also tell the entire world, they're pointing towards Swami. Bhajore Sai Rama Rameti Ramam. They say that this Sai Rama is actually our Rama. So if you see, this is a Namavali. Now, sometimes I wonder whether I'm crazy. But
I think we all have to be crazy. We have to be crazy about God, and music is something which really has the power actually to make us crazy about God. And I think there is no other better madness, as Ramakrishna Paramahansa used to say, there is no other better madness than being mad for God. And music is such a beautiful medium to connect with God.
Yeah, you're right. Swami used to say that. I just hope I cultivate that kind of madness. Long way to go. So that's one more thing I learned, that it's not fast or slow bhajan. It's about if you're able to think of a scenario, situation. It could be just one word in a bhajan which charges the entire bhajan. So it's about using your imagination, and that's one thing which I'm slowly trying to learn.
And I think that imagination comes once you have that feeling of love for Him, that devotion is there. Then as you sing, you definitely can feel for Him. And I think these things will just automatically happen.
Correct. And you can personalize it depending on your mood that day.
Yes.
There are times when you get into a very rebellious mood with Swami. So you can even do that. For example, if you sing Anandamaya Bhagavan, if you sing it in a very rebellious kind of a mood, it's almost like the first line is, Anandamaya Bhagavan, He Primamaya Bhagavan. With Swami, you can effort to do that. So, yes. In a very rebellious mood, you're trying to tell Swami, you are the embodiment of joy. How will you ever realize my problems? So, but then Swami, he is the Lord of Lords. If I am mischievous, he is even more mischievous. So, he does not respond to that statement. So, then I know that that's not working with him. So, I come one step down and say, Oh, Bhagavan.
Now you plead.
Sai Bhagavan. But still not completely pleading. I've come one step down, calling him Lord. Now, still doesn't respond. Then I start try to remind him about some things which he's already supposed to be. He Karunanidhe Prabhu Sai Ram. He's supposed to be compassionate. Still doesn't respond. Remember, I'm not still pleading really, but I'm only reminding him, you're supposed to be. I'm reminding him of product feature of his. Okay, Karunanidhe, but use that word. So that doesn't work out. Then I become slightly more mellow and say, Kripanidhe Dinom Ke Pran. You're supposed to be the person who takes care of the person who's downfall. So he doesn't. Then I slowly start really pleading and say, Lelo Prabhu Mujhe Sharan Laga Do. So Swami is looking elsewhere and not looking at me. If you can just visualize that. So then what happens is I play my trump card. Okay, by this time, remember, I have kneeled down, I have gone closer, inched closer to Swami's chair, and now I'm right under Swami's chair. So what happened is, like I would do with my mother, when she's really upset with me, I hold his chin, and then I shake it and say, Mujhe daya karo Bhagavan,
मुझे कृपा करो भगवान.
And then he melts, because I think he's the mother. And the second speed of this bhajan is the celebration of Swami having embraced you.
Wow.
So then it's very fast. I mean, so that way, these are some of the things which...
As you mentioned, each person can have his own life and his own relationship.
Absolutely.
Portrayed in a manner that is very unique and that connects to him in the best manner to Bhagwan.
Absolutely.
So that was Balaram Chandran, currently Deputy Vice President, Human Resources Development and Learning in HDFC Bank, Chennai. And with this, we have reached the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this session. The sound engineers for this episode are Sunil and Yatharta, and the background score was composed by a Radio Sai volunteer, T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai, who too is an alumnus of Bhagwan's University. With love and gratitude for using us as his instruments, we place this humble offering at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. If you have any comments or suggestions, dear listeners, please do email us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. listener@radiosai.org.
So with that, it's time to conclude this live segment and hand over the mic to Abhishek for our 60 minutes of Hindi special. But after the 60 minutes of Hindi special, I will be back again at 8:30 for yet another episode of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. And today we discuss the fascinating journey of an alumnus who has emerged as one of India's leading young managers, the story of Mr. Sohan Datta, an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who has made his alma mater proud and gladdened and inspired so many hearts. So that is coming up at 8:30. I am Team Radio Sai Bishu. Join me again in 1 hour from now. And now it's time to hand over the mic to Abhishek for our Hindi program. Keep listening. Join me again at 8:30. Thank you. Sai Ram.